Thank you, Hawk.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, Bruce. This is Gail. How are you today?
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. So it sounds like you and Hawk were talking about the first page listing we're filling today on Google. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay, awesome. Well, I'm glad he found you. So what I'll do is I'll walk you through how everything works, answer any questions you have, get pricing for you. And then if the plan makes sense for you and it makes sense for us, we'll go ahead and get you set up on that listing today. Fair enough, Bruce?
Fair enough.
Okay, awesome. Now, I had a quick question for you. I was looking to see what you had so far for online presence, and I ran across a Home Advisor Angie's listing. They've got you in Bay Minette, but then I also see an address for North Birmingham. I'm sure they're close,
yeah.
But where are you?
Bay Minette. I'm not. They never would remove that.
Okay. All right. That's interesting. I wonder why they wouldn't fix that for you. But okay, no worries. We can actually get that fixed too. Is that must be an old address, or did somebody just completely goof?
It's an old address. I used to live there. I had a home there, and I sold it and moved to Bay Minette.
Oh, okay. Okay. No problem. How long have you been in Bay Minette?
2 years.
Okay. Wow. Nice. Can I ask, just curious, why the move?
Well, I wanted to retire down here, and I like fishing, so it's close to Gulf Shores and Pensacola.
Nice. Very nice. I like your goals. That's wonderful. So I'll get into how it works for you, Bruce. So one of the first things that we'll do today is we'll actually close the Bay Minette area for the category of handyman and lawn care. And we close
that
close for...
close the Birmingham area, not Bay Minette.
Yes, excuse me. My apologies, yes. And we close that for a 50-mile radius around your home base. So what that means for you is in that radius, that 50-mile radius, we'll never work with or promote any of your competitors to the first page. So Cox Handyman and Lawn Care is the only company we're partnering with and the only company that we'll be putting on the first page. Does that make sense?
It does.
Okay, super. And then what we do is... next, beyond that, is we do all of the programming that's necessary, get all of that information over to Google, so that when someone is searching for your services, you pop up in that map section right on the first page. So say someone is searching for handyman. You're going to come up, excuse the Peanuts song in the background. I don't know if you can hear it or not. Somebody else's cell phone ringing. I have to giggle. It's the, oh, anyway. So if someone is searching for handyman or lawn maintenance, plumbing services, any of the services that you offer, you're going to pop up in the map section for them, and then they'll just be able to click and they call you directly. So we don't filter or screen those calls at all, and we don't charge you for them. Clicks, leads, calls, jobs are unlimited. And then, of course, they're going directly to you. And then wanted to ask you, too, about the Angie's listing that I saw here. How's it going for you on Angie's service?
Well, it was doing pretty good. It's kind of rough right now, but they've done a good job. It's been a lot of balls dropped, but, you know, it's life.
Okay.
So
it's going. It's going, but not going great. Okay. Tell me, on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being worst thing ever, 10 being best thing since sliced bread, where would you rank it?
They've done a good job. They just, since they merged and changed, they're getting a little bit more careless with how they handle their contractors.
Yeah, I
paid one bill that's supposed to have been a certain amount, and then they decided that wasn't enough after I paid them, and I am somewhat I owed them, and then now they've shut my advertisement down because of it, and me not having advertisement and no work, that's kind of rough. So I have to go now and get a small job to get the rest of the money that they, and I asked them while I had a large sum. So it's kind of like little balls that they're dropping that's starting to hurt my business that could have been rectified and start with. I mean, you don't know what I owe you.
Right.
They've done a good job. They will bring in more work than you can do if you can work through people saying that they don't know what they're talking about when you call them. You know, all, been already done paid and just left for their in-house crew.
Okay.
So you got to make sure that ain't somebody already been paid to do the job that you're calling about.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. Well, it does,
without a
does sound like you. And what was, I couldn't hear the last part.
Without alarming the customer, I've been with them about 5 or 6 years, so I know even in all the debt you do good if you can sift through what's bull and what ain't.
Right, okay. Well, that makes sense. But
how much is it per month, and when does the advertising start that you guys at?
You bet, absolutely. So you do make a great fit for the listing, Bruce. And now you've been in business, did I see 30 years? Is that what, let me look back
right
here. Okay, perfect. So definitely you make a great fit for the listing. And given that you've got all those years in business, we can do a legacy discount, which is going to shave off some dollars for you. Now, I want to double check one thing, make sure I'm on the right track for you. Are you using Facebook for business currently?
I have a little ad I put up there, but so far I haven't got any calls from it. So, yeah, I am using it.
Okay. And then something else, I couldn't find a Google business profile for you. Have you filed for that yet?
No.
Okay, no problem. So, being that you don't have a website yet, I've actually got a message into my tech team to see if we can build a website for you. We don't build them for the general public, but quite often for our legacy companies, such as yours, we are able to build them. So it's just a matter of whether or not I've got tech openings over there. So I'll check on that while we continue talking. And then Google Business Profile, of course, is a key component because it's one of the first things that people are going to see when they search for your services. And that's actually what they're going to click on to call you directly. So we can get that Google Business Profile going for you, get it programmed and set up so that it's optimized and Google ready, basically. So now our pricing is on a flat monthly rate and never anything more. We don't charge you for the leads or clicks or calls. They're unlimited, and we don't even add taxes to our monthly. And then it's on a month-to-month basis, meaning we don't lock you into a contract. We just really don't believe in it. We feel that if we're doing our job, which we intend to do, then there's no reason to rope you into a contract. I hope that's all right for you.
Yeah.
Okay. Wonderful. I always worry. Some people like contracts, and I kind of almost expect to get hung up on. So, Bruce, thank you for not hanging up on me. I do appreciate it. All right. So let me, bear with me a second. I've got to pull up our retail, and then I'm going to apply your credits. So let me look here. So Birmingham, normal retail would be $399 a month with a one-time $299 setup. But let's get your credit applied here. Oh, that doesn't look right. Let me double check something, Bruce. Well, all right. It is right. It took more off than I expected it to, so I wanted to double check. So with your legacy discount applied, it took 200 off of your monthly, bringing that down to just 199. And then it did the same on your setup fee. It took it from 299 down to 99. So the setup fee is, of course, a one-time only, and then you'll never see or hear from it again. So then it is just that flat 199 on a month-to-month basis. And we do all of that programming so that you come up on the first page in the map section for your services, and then have folks just clicking and calling you directly. And let me look here. My tech answered me back. I'm hoping for good news. Oh, wonderful. Okay, so we've got tech openings. So that means, Bruce, we can go ahead and build a website for you. So it'll be on a .com domain name that you like, something that works for your company. It'll be all about Cox Handyman and Lawn Care. So it'll be your very own website. We'll feature your pictures. We'll write the content so that it's keyworded and optimized. We also build the site so that it's Google compliant, which helps with your visibility as well. And then we also do the hosting and the maintenance on it. You're welcome to go in anytime if you would like and make changes yourself. But if you don't have time or you just don't want to, all you have to do is let us know that you've got new photos you'd like uploaded, or tell us what you need changed, and we go in and change that. And we don't charge for any of that. It is only something that we do for our preferred partners, which definitely you qualify as preferred with your years in business. And you're a very highly rated company. You've got a lot of reviews, and you're sitting at a 4.5 overall rating, which is fantastic. Says you do really good work. I have no doubt. Now, does this sound to you, it sounds to me, does it sound to you like this is going to help you grow a little bit better than the pay per lead and chasing people down, having them call you right in the moment?
Basically call you when they look, when they click on what I'm hearing?
No, actually, so they click and they call you directly. We don't filter or screen those calls at all. So our job is getting your phone ringing with new customers, and then you take it from there. You quote however you would normally quote. We don't take a percentage of the job, or that's completely none of our business. You're free to accept or decline whatever jobs you want to based on how you normally conduct business. Does that make sense, Bruce?
It does. So let me ask some, what is the total I've got to pay? And then not ready to do it today, but I will be sometime soon.
Gotcha.
We need to get your email, or give you my email so we can email each other. And what's the total I'm going to have to pay to get set up?
Certainly. So it would be your first month at $199. And then the one-time $99 setup, so $298. And then next month would just be the, and following, would just be that flat $199, never a penny more.
And how soon does it start where possible people clicking and calling?
Excellent question. So let me run the timeline down for you. So if we call today day zero, the day we get you set up, or we could even call it day one too. So between now and about 7 days out, you'll actually have a reporting dashboard that's going to come online for you. So you'll be able to log into our system anytime in real time and see how many clicks and calls you're getting, where searches were performed from. If you missed any calls, you can also upload photos for us there so that we can add them to your website anytime you like. And we'll be working on directory submissions during that first 7 days as well. So we'll get you out to, Yelp, Yahoo, MapQuest, Bing, Yellow Pages, Chamber of Commerce. There are up to about 60 different locations that we'll get you out to. So I would expect a few calls to start coming in from those. And then by about day 14 from now, we'll have your website completed and up and running. And then the rest of the time is programming time. And then we get all of that information over to Google so that they can do their part and get you shown on the first page. So first appearing on the first page is probably going to be between 30 and 45 days out. And part of that lag, part of it is programming, of course, because there are a lot of hours we put into it, optimizing and getting the data ready for Google. But one of the biggest delays, unfortunately, is waiting for the Google Business Profile to come online. So when we send in for it, they'll send you a postcard in the mail. It'll have a verification code on it. And then we need you to let us know what that verification code is. We send it to Google, then they can display your profile. And just because of the snail mail, that alone takes between 6 and 10 days. Sometimes a little bit quicker, just depending on how mail is flowing at the time.
Okay.
Makes sense.
And you said it sounds like it's 290 something the first time.
Right.
It's 298. So here's what I want to do. Do you guys have a, let me get a pencil. I need to get you guys' number and I'll have to call back and do it.
Oh.
Bruce. And
You don't even need to dig for a pen and paper. I will text you my contact information. That way it'll be right there in your phone and easy to find. Let me just pop over another screen.
Okay.
There we
go. I'm interested in doing, because I need to try different advertisers.
Okay.
How you doing? What I'll do is I'll, I think I heard it come over, get back in touch with you guys when I'm ready, and I'll be ready soon.
Okay.
Okay.
Did it come in? Good. Good.
Yep.
Now, I'm going to send you another text, too. I want you to have in writing all of the inclusions. Let me just make sure I've got it adjusted with your discounts here. Okay, that looks good. What I should mention to you, well, a couple of things I should mention. Lost my train of thought completely. Your rate, your $199. What I did want to mention about that is you'll be locked in at that price for life. So even, you know, down the road, your company has grown. You've got multiple trucks and crews running around and you're retiring, kicking back and letting them do the work. Your price is still the same. So it's not like it's a promotional rate that's going to go up later on. So you're locked in there. And then the other thing I do need to mention to you, because it's an exclusive listing and being such a busy area, it'll likely fill out today. If it perhaps doesn't fill, they actually close it. So they open our listing in the morning. We're tasked with calling the area looking for that one company that's qualified for the listing. So right now, as we're talking, the team has paused and they've moved on to another area because they've assumed that you're going to be a good fit. When we disconnect, they're actually the next agent is queued up to start dialing again.
When I'm ready, I do that myself too. when I'm ready to do it, I'll call. If it's a place for me, it's a place for me. If it's not, then I understand. All right. Well, I've got your information. I thank you so much. And what I'll do is call you when I'm ready. Thanks.
Can I ask you, Bruce, you said when you're ready, why aren't you ready? And then you hung up. Dad gum.